Two ride-hailing services hope their robo-taxis can take one of the most densely populated U.S. cities on a ride into the future. Both Cruise, a subsidiary of General Motors, and Waymo, a spinoff of Google, are seeking regulatory approval to transport passengers around the clock in San Francisco in driverless cars. However, both services are dealing with complaints that their vehicles are stopping unexpectedly, creating traffic stops that inconvenience other drivers.
The unexpected stops are absolutely an issue.
Nico Larco is the director of the University of Oregon's Urbanism Next Center.
What it's more or less telling you is that the vehicles have not quite yet figured out how to operate in tremendously complicated environments.
But Cruise CEO Kyle Vogt says the technology in their driverless cars is getting better.
It's improving at a pretty rapid rate, and that's one of the beauties of this kind of technology.
Both Cruise and Waymo say their driverless fleets have each traveled more than 1 million miles without a major accident. I'm Mike Hempen.